hopefully.
I'm speaking to Lizzie Davis, who was present in the courtroom as Naomi Campbell gave her evidence this morning. So, Lizzie, how surprising was it that Naomi just kind of held her hands up and admitted having received the diamonds?
Yeah, well, there were quite a few raised eyebrows at that in the press gallery, certainly. Previously, Naomi Campbell had avoided mentioning this, going into this episode. She had been quoted saying that she had received a diamond from Charles Taylor, and then she stormed off the set. However, in all other instances, including on the Oprah Winfrey Show, she's refused to talk about it and said that she was concerned for the safety of her family and didn't want to talk about it. However, today we were in a court of law. She'd sworn on the Bible. If we were going to have a moment of truth, it was going to be today.
And did she say why she'd avoided speaking about it? She's gone to great lengths to kind of try to appear at the Hague in the first place and also not to talk about it at all. Did she say why that was?
Certainly. Well, she said she did say that coming to The Hague was an inconvenience for her. She said a lot. She said frequently that she had been concerned for the safety of her family, her mother and her other family members. And this was because after having met Charles Taylor for the first time in 1997, she had subsequently read up about him on the internet and had, she said, discovered that he had killed thousands of people, and she was concerned about appearing as a witness for the prosecution of someone like this. It was a point of kind of horror, but also hilarity when Campbell admitted in court that when she met Charles Taylor, she not only had she had no idea of who he was, she'd also never heard of the country which he had just been elected to govern.
And you mentioned that her inconvenience remark, that it was an inconvenience to her. Seems remarkably insensitive. How did that go down, and what was her general demeanour in the courtroom?
Well, that was that particular moment when he slightly let rip to her frustration at having been called, was, it has to be said, the only real moment where she showed the perhaps truculent side of the supermodel that we have come to recognise in media. Throughout the rest of the proceedings, she remained fairly docile. She responded to the questions she was asked. She spoke in her curious blend of Streatham meets New York and a kind of slight American drawl that would come out, followed by a little bit of London twang. And generally sat with her arms in her lap or on the side of her chair and responded to what was being asked of her.
And just to go back to the diamonds then, she admitted having received them. Did she say where they came from?
She said that in the evening of this party that had been held at Nelson Mandela's residence in South Africa, in Sutherland, after dinner, having met Charles Taylor, among other guests, she was woken from her sleep by two men who knocked at her door and presented her what she described as a pouch of what she then described as small, dirty-looking pebbles, which then she proceeded to describe at breakfast the next morning. And she says that Mia Farrow and Carol White, either one of them, she can't remember who, told her, oh, they must have been diamonds, they must have been from Charles Taylor, he's the only person at the party who would have given them to you. She says that at that time, obviously, she had never heard the term blood diamond. She had never had any idea of the kind of trade that might be involved in, so she would have not really had much idea of the origins or the dubious nature of such a gift.
Mm. And Charles Taylor was in the courtroom, wasn't he? And how did he react to some of the to Naomi Campbell giving her evidence?
He remained very impassive throughout. I kind of, obviously, most intention was on the witness herself, but I kept looking at Charles Taylor to see if he was reacting, you know, for instance, when she accused him of having killed other people, to see if there was the slightest reaction from this man. And there was none, really. He entered the court shortly before her. He came in with his five multicoloured pens, a blue file, which he proceeded to make notes in throughout the testimony. He was very, very smart. He was known for his kind of sartorial flair. He was wearing a navy pinstripe suit with a very smart tie, gold cufflinks, gold watch, gold ring. But as for much of a reaction to what was going on and the night in question, there wasn't very much from Charles Taylor.
And what kind of line were the defence taking? What argument were they following?
The defence, Charles Taylor's defence.
Yes.
Their line was generally that they were attempting to demolish the testimony of Mia Farrow and Carol White, and saying that their testimony was in such stark contrast to that of Naomi Campbell's that that there should be questions asked about the reasons why Carol White, in particular, had surrounding Campbell swiftly after she had entered into a lawsuit with Campbell on other issues. So that was generally the thrust of the defence, was to try and undermine the testimony, which he said basically it is speculation that these diamonds came from Charles Taylor, and nothing more than speculation, and that that speculation was fed to you from Mia Farrow and Carol White.
And did was there an indication of where the trial goes from here? What's next in the in proceedings?
Well, that is it now for Naomi Campbell. She has been spared the agony of a second round of testifying. So the trial will proceed as was. It's now had its dose of celebrity and it can return to normal.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me, Lizzie. And
no problem.